This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
One reason he buys a bottle of conditioner. Comedian and co-host of the Jim Norton and Sam Roberts Show, Jim Norton. Nothing hurts like the truth, and nobody truths like the hurt. Fox News contributor, Washington Times opinion editor, Charlie Hurt. She can be sarcastic in four different languages. Fox News contributor, Kat Toom. And when they hand him a restaurant menu, he hands it back and says, yes. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Tyrus. It's a crappy diagram that screws with Uncle Sam. The United Nations Secretary General has published a new report to tackle so-called misinformation online. As you may recall, misinformation means anything a leftist doesn't want to hear. In the 25-page document, UN Chief Antonio Guterres advocates that the world must address the spread of hate speech, mis- and disinformation on the internet. I wonder if he thinks the proliferation of hate and lies in the digital space is causing grave global harm.
The proliferation of hate and lies in the digital space is causing grave global harm now. It is fueling conflict, death and destruction, now. It is threatening democracy and human rights now.
No surprise. Check this out. The most interesting thing in the report is this baffling, bizarre Venn diagram he chose to illustrate his lack of a point. I haven't seen a drawing this misleading since Jessica Rabbit. Rabbits do not look like that. I told the cops everything. Let's see here. We have misinformation meets disinformation combined with hate speech equals pollutes the information ecosystem and threatens human progress. What the f***? Remember, kids, those are all subjective terms. Obviously, legislating their definitions at the recommendation of a global authoritarian is the fast track to 1984. Guterres proposes a global code of conduct that would see governments and tech companies policing content without infringing on free speech. Which is like cutting off your oxygen without infringing on your breathing. But hey, why let the UN have all the dumb fun? We can make stupid graphs too. For example, when you combine ripped plus handsome plus intelligent. Yeah, you get hammer, huh? Woman's restroom, men's restroom, White House lawn equals places Joe Biden has defecated. Microphone, booze, Xanax, Kamala Harris. This is such a good game show. This is the perfect game show, you right? Yep. It should be called Venn Diagram. Anger, stupidity, flatulence, The View. I have to copyright this. Mother Teresa, George Clooney, Brad Pitt,
there we go.
Greg Gutfeld.
There we go. We knew that was coming.
Fox Nation, new game show, Venn Diagram. I'm hosting it. Now I should take it to a network or something, make some money. Charlie, why? Why is he doing this? What are the intentions? It's the UN.
Yeah, well, you know, for all we want to complain about influencers and focus on the unseemly side of the internet, the bottom line is, you know, the internet, social media is the most amazing mechanism for speaking truth to power. And I don't think that in a lot of ways we've sort of recognized this because we're spending so much time focusing on weirdos on the South Lawn lifting up their shirts. But it is a powerful, powerful tool. And of course, all this is, for, you know, since the beginning of time, you have the UN Secretary General who is threatened by this. And so they have to describe everything with all their Orwellian terms like hate speech and disinformation. But all they want to do is they want to stop it because it's a threat to their power and a threat to their money. And so that's, you know, that's what this is all about.
Kat, I wonder how much that chart cost. You know, like the UN probably paid $200,000 for that, and we probably paid for it. I could have done that for $10. I do a lot of things for $10, Kat. You know that.
All of that's true.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why they bother, but they don't really do anything. They just sit around and, like, eat a bunch of lunches, right?
Right. That's what they do.
They do, and then they cause traffic, and they sit around and eat lunch.
And they use our vital sex workers.
I think it's good. I don't think they mind. that's what they do for work.
Yes.
When they talk about human rights and this and that, I think that a very key human right is the right to free speech and the right to be able to express yourself freely. And as you pointed out, all of these things are subjective. And I don't want anybody who sits around and just eats lunch all day to be deciding what is acceptable versus not acceptable for me or for anyone else to say.
Tyrus.
You think the sex workers is a tax write-off?
I don't know.
You know, I think it's funny they act like lying just showed up in 2023. Like, yeah. What? People have been full of forever. So all of a sudden now we need a chart? You could pretty much tell when somebody... And the UN has been leading the world and being... What they want is they want no one to fact-check them or call them out. Like, I think we learned in COVID, you got to start asking questions, okay? Because if we just followed, one survivor. Awesome.
Yes.
But that's what this is. This is, and misinformation and disinformation is the same thing, okay? It's the same thing, okay? What threatens human progress is the fact that you are elected to do this job, and that's the best you came up with. We had the world's greatest got together, and they couldn't figure out to make... And plus, why would you have the same different shades of blue? I'm colorblind. This is confusing. The only thing I make out here is threatens. Yeah. This hate speech, it's all hate speech, disinformation, misinformation can go in the same bubble.
There you go.
It could just be one ball. Well, I don't like one ball, but.
Yeah. It didn't work, Jim. It was like they tried to conflate opinions with falsehoods. What is your rating on this? You're an expert on Venn diagrams. In fact, I think you majored at Yale. In
Venn diagrams,
right,
yes.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, I was unfortunately, I didn't graduate. I was caught masturbating in the cafeteria. I mean, the lunch was phenomenal. It's my highest praise. But I think this is obviously just very silly. I am particularly not good at forming my own opinion, so I'm always happy to have somebody tell me what's good and what's not.
Yes.
I don't trust the UN, though. I think Twitter should be the ultimate authority and the people that work for Twitter. And their definition, the reason that what they said, I read a lot of this, and they said the difference between misinformation and disinformation was intent. Like, misinformation is a mistake, whereas disinformation was a purposeful thing. That's their definition of it.
Right,
I just think that they needed something to fill the third circle.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They needed balance. But it really, it's interesting. It's not to add clarity at all. It's to confuse you because ultimately underneath all those words is a bad idea. It's
who's just to say what hate speech is?
Yeah, like, exactly.
I posted a photo of myself, and people were critical of my appearance.
Yeah. That is hate speech.
Thank you very much.
But so was that picture.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Tough crowd tonight.
I know. But Tuesdays are always like this. Yeah. You know, they're coming back from a long weekend.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to a game show. Ended up here. Up next, will an AI version of the Fab Four leave fans wanting more?
They're so dead. Like,
all right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Wired! All right! Can ones and zeros replace our musical heroes? Yeah, the Beatles won't just let it be, thanks to new technology. Paul McCartney, you know him, Kat. says that AI has been used to extract John Lennon's voice from an old demo recording, and it will now be part of what he calls the last Beatles record. It's a great cash grab slash tribute to the greatest or second greatest band from Liverpool, right after, of course, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax, don't do it. To give you an idea how long ago the Beatles broke up, gas was 40 cents a gallon. Nancy Pelosi still had 60% of her original parts.
Damn.
Joe was still driving a truck while being raised by Puerto Ricans. According to McCartney, director Peter Jackson, who made the Beatles documentary Get Back, was able to use an AI program to separate out Lennon's voice from an old demo recording. It's reportedly from an unfinished 1978 song called Now and Then. He says Jackson would tell the AI machine that that's a voice and this is a guitar and to lose the guitar. Isn't that what you normally do? I don't get this. I wish I could do that to remove Kilmeade's face on Fox and Friends, though. Anyway, Paul says now they can remix a new record as they normally would because the AI tech's scary but exciting, much like his face. But don't let your memory fool you. The Beatles weren't that great to begin with. You all right? Somebody dying over there. Check out this original recording.
Love me do, you know I love you. I'll always be true, so please love me do.
Tyrus, is this sacrilege? I mean, they are using his voice.
If I was an artist today, well, oh, wait, I am. Not music, but I would be terrified of this. Mm-hmm. Your next contract could say they own the rights to your voice.
After you die.
After they decide not to pay you, and they have the rights to your voice, and they make you have five more stand-up shows afterwards, you're lost in the streets, but AIU's doing just fine.
Yes, that's true.
AI's now raising my kids under his moral values, living the best life he can have. And I have to stand there and watch AI just grow and grow. I don't understand. The Beatles are gone.
Yeah.
You have to accept that they're gone. He hasn't. Yeah. He let go.
The guy moaning.
Okay, they're not coming back. I don't want a new Tupac album where Tupac AI sings Christmas stories. I don't want that. We just got to let it go.
Yeah.
It's over.
Kat, this is your favorite band.
Yeah, it is actually. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in this instance, they're talking about doing a song that, you know, John Lennon get put on a cassette for Paul McCartney, so it's still Beatles music. When I went and saw Paul McCartney last year, they actually did an AI John Lennon's voice on the big screen, and they did I Got a Feeling together. That was kind of cool. I think that's one thing versus just using his voice to do a completely different new single, which I think nobody has any interest in. Mm-hmm. And I think is really strange because, yeah, I think for me, when I die, I don't want anybody to use my voice for anything. I want everyone to be too busy crying over how sad they are I'm dead.
And they will cry.
They will.
Tears of
especially
joy.
You.
Yes, yes,
just
yes.
Just kidding. You'll die first.
I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's the case. You know, Jim, you're a comedian. You perform. Would you be okay with someone doing this to you?
I would love it.
Yeah?
Oh, I would love it just to see some AI me up there bombing like I do every night. You know how happy that would make me? Yes. Some stupid bachelorette party talking in the back and the AI has to go, what is the problem? Oh, good. Oh, I can't wait till I don't have to go out and do stand-up anymore.
All right, then how, as a consumer, how do you feel about things that don't have any kind of human relation to it? Like, would you feel differently if you ate a burger that was made by a machine?
No, but again, any type of stand-up or whatever, a lot of it is based in a person's feeling. So if you know that, like, a machine is saying, do you ever notice, like, you know that that machine didn't observe this. If I talk about something, you're like, well, at least he did this or he observed it.
Yes.
So I think there's a little something different about stand-up.
This is exactly, well, I always feel like I'd have a problem eating like steak from a lab because the animal didn't suffer.
Yes.
Did not see that coming.
No, you know what I mean? No, I'm not.
But
I don't mean
true.
I'd suffer. I just mean.
You know, yeah.
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 Something about the suffering makes the meat tender.
I guess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You
one
go hunting.
Move.
You hunt. Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you mean. But that's kind of the point, is the human connection. That's the kind of point of a lot of the things we do, is the human connection. And you know, whatever you think of AI and whatever conveniences it brings us, it's soulless. It has no soul. It has no ability to contribute something that is meaningful or soulful mm-hmm. to a situation, whether it's comedy or you know, your dolls or whatever. I find it all really incredibly creepy. I also find it kind of sad because, you know, is this just a money grab that they're doing? But the silver lining is maybe it'll be the last time I have to listen to the Beatles.
Nope. Don't do it. I'll get him after the show. I got him.
As long as you respect their contribution to music.
You know what's interesting, though? It's like we go back to the human touch. No matter how good, like, an AI band is, they will never get groupies.
Right.
But and that's the point, Greg.
Yeah.
No, it's a replacement because eventually you'll have crazy avatar-looking actors and stuff and all that kind of stuff, all that weird stuff. They can put it up and they can do all the movies. They got Bruce Willis now. So you won't need annoying humans who want money and respect mm-hmm. when you can just take a snapshot of somebody and create your own thing. The industries will own all of it.
Yeah.
But also, there's a simple legal fix to what you're talking about, a real problem that I'm sure will come up about who owns the rights to your voice. That seems like.
But when you're a broke actor coming up or an artist coming up and they
can't afford
this giant
a lawyer
contract in front of you, take it or leave it.
Yeah, that's
most
what
of the time,
I mean.
They take it because the next man up will.
Yeah,
or
those
woman.
Adult films I made in the 80s.
Oh boy.
Yes.
I had to.
Listen, you were a great extra. You opened the door.
Yeah.
You poured the drinks at the bar. I've told you a million times.
I could really deliver that pizza.
Yep. I don't mind. I'd like to say that I need a human connection, but you hand me a fleshlight and I'm great for the weekend.
Nobody knows what that is. But if you all. if you listen to Joe Rogan back in the early days, that was his only advertiser.
Oh, fleshlights?
Yeah. Anyway. We're done. We're out of time. Thanks to Jim Norton, Charlie Hurd, Cat Tip Tyrus, our studio audience, Fox News, I with Jimmy Chase, Alexander, thanks, I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.